Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We welcome you all to Muslim American Logic, and I am Saleem Mukman, and I will be your presenter and host for this evening. We're going to be looking at Surah 30, verse 20 and 21. Surah 30, verse 20 and 21. Let me make sure. And this is one of the verses that the 7 o'clock Saturday class we'll be looking at. So I will have a chance on Thursday to go over some of the verses that you all are taking a look at for your research. So let me say this now, and I will also explain in the class that every individual in all of the class, the advanced classes, you will be doing your own research. It's not a group research. You don't research as a group and come up with the same thing. Each one of you will present your own reflection and your own commentary in the group, in each group. So it's not for you to meet, come up with a reflection and a commentary, but each individual is to submit one. And I will help in introducing and going through Ibn Kathir. That will be your learning for this period, for this year. And we will look at each period from Ramadan to Ramadan, or to the conference, from the conference to the conference. Because that's what we will be preparing for, the Mali conference. It's Surah 30, Surah 30, verse 20 and 21. Surah 30, verse 20 and 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa min ayatihi an khalaqakum min. So here you see, we're going to, the meme here, this meme actually is not being pronounced, because we're going to blend this meme into the first meme of the word men. So we would say khalaqakum men, because we blend it with the shadda. So this meme here is blended into the meme here, so we don't read them both, even though we hear the sound of both. Khalaqakum min. So we read khalaqakum min turabin thumma idha antum basharun tantashirun. And from his sign. So this is telling us right away, it's from his sign, is that he created you. So when you're reading Quran now, especially those of us in the Mali class, we're beginners. We're beginners, and Arabic is being introduced to us from the Quran first, because we don't know conversational Arabic. We don't know the Arabic dialects or the various dialects and conversations of the Arab people. And because we've been introduced to Quranic Arabic first, it's natural that we give more attention to every particle, every pronoun, every word, because it's new to us. And we have to go slow and give our attention to what we're reading, because the first thing that we want to do is understand what the Quran is saying. Not what it means, what it is saying. So the first thing that strikes our mind, that it is from his side. So this word ayati is a word that tells us that whatever we're going to read, this picture that we're going to be given, has to be read a second time, and the second time we have to read, it's leave its literal reading to a more or greater ascending type of reading, what we call a second reading, that is more abstract. Because what Allah is doing here, he's giving us something that we know and that we can see. So in this sense, we're learning on the first level also. But it's just a sign for something that's more abstract. But it's a reality. So it's telling us this. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ And خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ That he created you from dust. And the you here is kum, not خَلَقَكَ, خَلَقَكُمْ. So this is plural. This is not the individual you, it's a plural you. So that has to strike our mind. Summa, then, Eva. And this Eva shows excitement. We would say, then, wow. Antum Basharun, you are a human being, a flesh and blood human being, Tantashirun, spread out all over the world. This is the literal reading that we're getting first. Where men, and in the next verse, where men, ayatihi, so he's given another sign. And from his sign, and khalaqa lakum, is that he created from you, plural, again. Lakum men. So again, we blend the mean here with the shatta. We will read it, Khalaqa lakum men. Lakum men. And fusikum. As wajan li taskunu ilayha. So this will be read. So we say, and from his signs is that he created for you. Lakum. Men from anfusikum, yourselves, and from yourselves, as wajan, mates. But now we're going to read as wajan. You see, we have the shatta here that's on the lamp. So as we have said last week, when you see the shatta on the very first letter of the word, that means you're blending the sound of the previous word. So instead of having the noon sound here on the tanween here, instead of having the noon sound, you're going to have the lam sound, because we're going to skip over the noon and blend it in with the lam. So we won't say as wajan, we would say as wajal, as wajali taskunu. So we blend it and read it together. As wajalli taskunu. Now, we want to practice this but we don't have to practice it with a rhythm. Just practice reading, just reading it as though it is speech, saying it as though it is speech. When we speak to each other, when we talk to each other, we don't sing to each other, we don't chant to each other, we just speak to each other. So these words, they would appear as though they are contractions when you're hearing them. Two words contracted together, or three words contracted together, making one word. So if we say, as wajalli taskunu, it sounds like one word, because there's no break. It's all blended together. It's all contracted together. But we're reading. We are going to learn how to read with tajweed. That's the last part. First part of the Mali is that we learn comprehension. We have the rules of comprehension to get us started with comprehension. If not, many of us will get stuck on sound and the beauty of the sound and become mesmerized by the beauty of the sound, and we never get to comprehension. We never get to the true guidance. We never get to the true healing. This is what has happened throughout the Muslim world. This is the condition of the common Muslim throughout the Muslim world, including the United States. The United States, a place where we have public education, where education is provided for its populace, for the populace, its citizens, its common everyday citizens. You have to send your child to a school, to some school of some type, to be educated by the time they're 5 years old. At 5 years old, you have to put them into a school system. If not, you as a parent can be considered negligent toward raising your child, and your child could be taken from you. Especially if your child is a nuisance in the community while the other children are in school. So why don't we have this idea amongst the common Muslim, where the idea of public education originated? Something happened to the Muslim world that they do not make sure that the child is put into an educational system at 5 years old to begin reading Revelation. We wait too late. By the time we get to Revelation, like we are now, we have already been raised and conditioned on the social language. The social language is not the language of Revelation. And our life is governed by the social language that has been created. And if something is taken from Revelation and enters into the social language, at that time, the revelation has been corrupted. The language of revelation has been corrupted. And we no longer get the message of revelation. We no longer read the signs of revelation. We begin to read the signs that social man has created for us to read. And then it becomes very difficult to bring us back to revelation. As well as Jalali Taskunu. And from his signs that he created for you, from yourselves, mates, Li Taskunu, in order that you become settled, quiet, peaceful. From the same word we get sukoon from. Sukoon. Sakanat, sukoon. Detachkunu. See, the sukoon doesn't make any sound. The Dhamma makes a sound. The Fatha makes a sound. The Kesha makes a sound. Kun doesn't make a sound. It's very resting. Detachkunu. Elehad. Elehad is to, goes back to as Wajad to them. Wajad, and he made Bainakum between you, you all. Mawaddatan, love. Warahmatan, and mercy. Inna fi dhalika la'ayatin. So surely in that, and then la'ayatin is a sign. So Allah said it again. He already said that and from his sign. He already said it. He said it in the first verse we read, then he said it at the beginning of the second verse, and then at the end he brings it back to our attention again. So whenever Allah repeats himself in the Quran like this, in the language, meaning he's putting strong emphasis on the idea of this. So, and that is a sign. The Kalman for a people, Yatafakarun, who, a people who reflect, who think and reflect. Now, that's the verse. So what I'm doing here, I'm not going to come here, try to give answers and explain everything in detail. I'm going to say things as I'm saying now, for you, the student, as you're doing your research, to keep in mind, kind of directing you towards the research, to keep in mind the things that I'm saying so that you would have that as you're doing the research, and maybe questions that you may look for answers as you're doing your research. So the idea of kum, how he's created you, kum, the plural is you. Keep that in mind. And the idea of it being signs. These are signs. So don't take the sign to be the reality or the only reality. There's something else being addressed. That means we want to go and look to see what you can find that Imam W.D. Muhammad has said on the verse. See if you can find something from his writing of what he has said that will help you in the idea of reading signs. Then look and see the symbols of the signs that's in the verses that will help you read the symbols in the signs, if I can say it that way. Yaqulu ta'ala. And he said, the Most High, that's who he is, ta'ala, the Most High, wa min ayatihi. So he says, and from his sign. Now this is Ibn Kathir. We're reading Ibn Kathir. You want to learn how to read Arabic as it defines Arabic. I know I'm repeating myself, but I may repeat myself every week. He's not looking so much at the meaning, but helping us understand what min ayatihi means. I mean, what is it saying? We want to know what it's saying. He's not going to give us the second read, so don't look for it with Ibn Kathir. Go to Imam W.D. Muhammad and look for the clues for the second read. And then follow the logic. If you find the clue, then follow the logic. So, adalatu, from his sign, adalatu, or adalati, ala azamatihi. meaning it indicating his greatness. Wa kamali kudratihi, and the perfection of his strength and power. This says a lot. This phrase says a lot, because he's talking about Yatihi. So he's demonstrating, Allah is demonstrating. He's going to be demonstrating his strength and his power. His strength and his power to make metaphors, to take our life and to make a metaphor of our life that points to a higher reality. And Nahu Khalaqa Abakum Adam Min Turabi. So he says that he created Abakum, your father. The plural, your father, Adam. Adam Min Turabi. Adam from dust. So that should strike our curiosity. If when we say Adam, are we talking about Adam the individual? Or are we talking about Adam the plural? So that's an idea that you may look for in your research. See, because what we don't want to do, we don't want to go too much on feeling and what's in the social life when we're looking at our research. We don't want to just be responding to something in the social life. We want to respond, but we want to respond with answers, not with more questions and confusion that's in the social life. So, and we want to have support. So Adam Min Turabi. So that's the question. Is Adam singular, talking about one singular person? Or is Adam talking about something that deals more with the plural? Thumma idha antum basharun tantashirun. Then you may read, lo, oh, wow, excited here. And then, antum, not enter, antum, basharun tantashirun. Aslukum, thus your origination, your foundation, your roots, your root, min turabi, is from dust. Thumma min ma'in mahin, and then from a mahin is a dense kind of water. Thumma, like the sperm drop. Thumma tasuru fakana alakatan. Then, as you grow, you become a alakatan, a clot, like a clot of congealed blood. These are all signs. It helps us if we're interested in biology and science pointing to a higher reality than that. Summa mudghatan, then from a lump of flesh. Now you have this development. It's showing this development. Summa sara is adaman. Then he becomes bone. Gluhu or shaklahu ala shakli al insani. Then his form, as it began to take form, and we begin to see, be given a picture of what's developing, his form is upon the form of El Insan, of a man, a person, a human being. Summa kasa Allahu تلك العظام لحما. Then Allah clothed these bones لحما. These bones with flesh. ثم نفخ فيه الروح. Then he breathed in it الروح, the spirit. فإذا then lo, wow, هو سميع بصير. He is hearing and seeing. ثم كل ما قال عمره تكاملت قواه وحركاته. Then as he aged, as he increased, as his age increases, becomes longer, in a longer period. The kalamat, his strength and his movement becomes more perfected. حتى آل به الحال. Until he begins to his condition begins to at that point, his condition begins to reach. Until his condition begins to reach, ila en sara, to the point. So we say this idea of en, putting en ila en. Hata ala bihi halu, that the condition, until the condition begins to reach at that point, sara yafni al madakina, that he becomes builders of city. He begins to build city. Wa husuna, and what we call stronghold, fortresses, meaning that he begins to build cities that he lives and is protected in. I'm giving you ideas. I don't want to give you everything that I am thinking that you will begin to write what I'm thinking. I'm trying to read these words, but leave enough room for you to think. What I'm doing is helping you read the tafsir, because I want you to be able to at least pick up the language of the tafsir, especially the early tafsir, so that you would have that before you begin to move on your own. Some of you are in the more advanced classes, and you're going to start doing a little more research and presentation, but you want as your foundation for your research to put an end. It's easy to go and research in English what others have said on these verses and things and ideas that come to you. Yes, we have the computer now. You can Google. A lot of material can be found. But I want you to be able, as a Mali student, to have the foundation of the Quran in your research. That's what we're doing. So you have learned to read an Arabic dictionary. That's been part of the learning. And once you can get comfortable with it, you'll be able to go and read other dictionaries or lexicons to find information if you want. once you're able to read the tafsir, it's going to help you understanding the Quranic, the Arabic terminology that's in the Quran. And once you go to the imam, it's going to help you with understanding the meaning of the Quran. And if we stick to that logic, that will hold us together as a group. Stick with the logic of the imam, and it will hold us together. But we're going to be able to understand what the imam is saying, and we're going to be able to understand even how he has formed the logic from the Quran. That's where we want to go. وَيَدُورُ أَقْطَارَ الْأَرْضِ. And he travels. His movement. He's able to build cities, and his condition allowed him to travel to the extremities, to the edge, end of the earth. We will say the ends of the earth. Akhtari, to the extremities of the earth. Wayaktasaba, and he earned. His earning, and he began to earn. And this is form 8. I want to bring to your attention. This is form 8. And you know the meaning of form 8. Wayajma'u al-amwala, and he gathers wealth. There is wealth, because it's in the plural. وَلَهُ فِكْرَةٌ وَذَعُرٌ. And for him is reflection, and we could say craftiness, that he rises in his thinking, and he may become very crafty. وَذِهَاءٌ وَمَكَرٌ, and he becomes clever and planning, able to plan. وَذِرَاءٌ وَعِلْمٌ, and he begins to see, and he begins to know. And knowledge, seeing and knowledge. وَإِتِسَاعٌ فِي أُمُورِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ كُلِّ بِحَسْبِهِ. And he اتِسَاعٌ, and he begins to spread or extend in matters of the material world and al-akhirah and the other world. That's what we're doing now. We're learning how to not only extend our knowledge in the material world, dunya, but we're also learning how to extend our knowledge in the other world, al-akhirah. We're talking on this side, not on the other side. We always want to keep our minds, our thinking on this side of the life. We're not talking about the afterlife. So we're talking about the life, the world, the material world, this material world, and the world that this metaphor or this allegory of our development is pointing to, a whole other world. So each person, everyone, has the opportunity to extend themselves in both worlds according to his record. فَسُبْحَانَ مِنْ مَنْ أَقْدَرَهُمْ. Then glory to him who has empowered them Sayyarahu, and he has made it easy for them, and brought ease to them. Wasakharahu, and he has subjected to them. Subjected this world to them. The idea, the sciences to them. Wasarafahu, fi fununi al ma'ayishi. And he has given them the variety, we say funun, fi fununi, the variety of livelihood, the many, many various facets of livelihood. Well, el makasib, and ways of earning. Wafawata bainahum fi el ulumi wal fikri. And he has differentiated amongst them in the sciences and the ideas. He has made them different. Also, the various sciences and ideas that he gives to the whole humanity. Wahasanu wa el kabahu. Wahasanu, the hasanu, wal kabahu. And the excellence and the despicable, the good and the bad. Wa el ganiyu wa el fakaru, the rich and the poor. Wa el sa'adatu wa el shakawatu, the fortunate and the unfortunate. Well, he had that call at the Allah, and to this he said, the Most High, he said, wa min ayatihi, and from his signs, and خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. Very beautiful. And from his sign is that he created you from dust. And lo, and wow, you are a human being spreading out all over the world in the variation of science, ideas, city building, so forth and so on. Starting from dust. Just the idea. Now, I think the group is going to be looking at the purpose of marriage. The purpose of marriage. It's a big idea. We're not talking about puppy love here. Not puppy love. Most of the marriage, most when we start talking about marriage, we can't get beyond the puppy love stage. Well, this is not puppy love here. Another idea I want you to keep in mind when we talk about marriage, the purpose of marriage. An Abi Musa, and on the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, the Ash'ari, he's an Ash'ari. Qala, he said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I shouldn't even have to translate this. I'm not going to. You all should know this. Inna Allah khalaqa Adama min, and this word here, I just want to bring to your attention. This word is qabda, qabda, min qabdatin. Inna Allah khalaqa Adama min qabdatin. Qabdaha min jami'il ardi. He says, surely Allah created Adam from a fistful. This is kata, from a fist. As though he's holding the all of what we would say the ingredients for producing all of what he just said. He's holding it in his fist. A fistful, a handful. Kata. Kabdi had. And it's handful, I mean, is from all of the earth. It's from all of the earth. So this word, kabda, is a word that some of you may recall the Imam using when he says, get ye down from here, but he says, kubad, from this word here, kata. Kubad, you may have a difficulty finding kubad with those teshkil marks, but we don't give a lot to that as much as we do. Here's the word kata. It means, as the Imam was explaining, get down from here, all of you together, as though as in a handful. And I think I've explained this to you all before and showed you the idea in the Quran, where the idea comes from. But here, even in this language here, jami'un. See, jami'un is giving the idea of qabda, being all of the earth. It's all a handful, a fistful. It would say a fistful. Like you're holding a grape, or the dictionary may say a fistful of dates. Bilal had a fistful of dates, giving an idea, context on how to understand the word kata. So, but Jami'un helps understand kata. It's all of the earth is in his hand. He had a fistful of earth in his hand. Faja'a banu Adam ala qadril ardi. So it says the children of Adam, faja'a, become upon the, I'm going to use the word measure, become upon the measure of the earth, what's in the earth. Because Allah has taken a fistful of earth. And this is allegory also. So the Banu Adam becomes what we find in the earth. So it says, Ja'a minhum el-Abiyada or el-Abiyadu. Ja'a minhum el-Abiyadu. So the white comes from them because the earth is white. White dirt. You've seen white sand. Well, el ahmaru and the red. And you've seen red dirt. Especially if you travel in the south, you'll see the red dirt. It's on the top. We used to say topsoil is black. But I saw red on the top. You can drive in your car, you see red dirt, red clay, red dirt. Ahmaru, red. So the people are white, like the earth. You have red people like the earth. Well, Aswadu, you have black people like the black dirt. Well, Bain al-Ali, and all of the colors of man we find in the colors of the earth, colors of the dirt, earth. Now, you really have to expand. If you get trapped in your social life and with your social language, if you get trapped in it, it'll be very difficult for you to be free to read Revelation and understand Revelation. So don't get too trapped, because Allah is showing us something here. And we can find answers. We can find answers to problems in the American social life, and problems in the social life of man throughout the earth. When we talk about marriage, the purpose of marriage, I'm not going to give everything. I want to, but I'm not going to. Well, habitu and the despicable, were atayibu and the good, the pure, the good and pure. Well, asalu and some of the personalities now. You get your various colors, and now you get your various personality ways of the people. So you find some people, they are very despicable. We would say they're despicable. And then some people are very good, pure and habib. And may not even be so despicable, but he gives it again. But sahlu and easy, very easy. I have to share this with you. And may Allah forgive me if I am saying the wrong thing. But I have to share this with you. I don't get out too often. Once you get to be my age, you don't, well, I don't venture out a lot. I'm not a very people's person, as you might say. That I go places where people, I got to go where new people and meet new people and have new friends. I've never been that type. If you ever see me on CNN and I've committed a crime, all of you say Salim was a loner. He was a nice guy, but he was a loner. I hope y'all laughing with me. If not, you got to pay for this session. I will bill you. But I went to the store shopping, and, you know, I for clothes. And I saw, I hope I'm saying the right word, this gay, young man, gay. I guess that's what he is. And my wife was with me. And she might be listening, so she's going to jump on me when she gets home. She kept saying, my wife is like that. When she talks to women, she's like, and young people, she called them sweetie. Oh, yeah, sweetie. Oh, sweetie. She calling the guy sweetie. And it's striking me. It's hitting me. I'm already curious of what I'm looking at. And she keeps saying, call him sweetie. And I'm saying, I know I can't call him sweetie. If I call him sweetie, the social language, something is going to get really mixed up in the social language. But she keeps saying it, sweetie. So I say to my wife, but he looks so sweet. He looks so sweet, like you put too much sugar in your Kool-Aid. It's just so sweet. And that's bad. So Allah makes some people easy. He looks so easy, so sweet looking. So pure and easy looking. But he should be a little, he should have a little hasn on him. Hasn on his ruff. He had no hasn. He was all satin. Taib and satin. No Khabib and no hasn. Hasnu. Well, Allah makes him like that. But he's not, but Allah also tells him the male is not like the female. But he just looks, I'm not saying look like a female, he just looks, so, he looks too sweet. And she kept saying, sweetie. And I guess it struck her mind too, but yeah, sweetie. They talking about clothes, yeah, though. Sweetie, could you come over, sweetie, and show me? And it didn't raise the eyebrow in his face. I was watching. You know, I'll be watching everything. Yes. But here, Allah makes the people. But he makes, we're talking about marriage. Between the male and the female, and we've given a social life. So keep all this in mind. But even Kool-Aid shouldn't be that sweet. Got to be a little tart. Keep a little tart in there. Keep a little bass in your voice. Wabayna Zali, and amongst those things. So this is that we find in the earth. We find this in the earth. So we find this in the personality and the makeup of man that we find in the earth. Well, qawluhu ta'ala, and his saying, the Most High, wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan. Now this is the verse that you have. But you may want to look at the previous verse and connect it with this verse for those who are studying this verse. I khalaqalakum min jinsikum, that he created for you from your species. From your species. It's inasan, a female. So he's giving the idea here that khalaqalakum, that an idea of male and female. Because the word anfusikum has both in it, male and female, and the word aswazin has both in it, male and female. So, one thing you want to think about, has. When we start talking about marriage and the purpose of marriage, and you want to address the issue of same-sex marriage, then we have to address the issue of how revelation has become corrupted in the social language. Because I want to, you can see here in Revelation, the word anfusikum can be conceptually male, and as well as it can be female. And anfusikum can be female, and as well as it can be male, because they're operating in both words. Now, perhaps misunderstanding of revelation or the corruption of revelation has entered into the social language. And this is another idea. I'm not going to say everything, but this is something that you should consider and take a look at as we're talking about marriage. We have to have an argument. We have to know how, when we are addressing an issue as Muslims, we have to know how to present our argument. We just can't be emotional. We have to know how to present our argument. Evidently, someone knew how to present their argument to the president and they convinced him. And we see the president's having a hard time convincing the African country. As eloquent as he is in his speech, he can't convince them. But somebody convinced him. So we have to have an argument. We have to know our argument and be able to present our argument, articulate our argument. We can't be like our brothers and sisters that's always crying, cry too much. Too sweet. Command call it to Allah as he says the Most High, given a Quranic verse that's associated with the verse that we're looking at. Who were Alladhi Halakakum min nafsin wahidatin. So he says he created you min nafsin wahidatin, from one soul, one self, one entity. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا, and he made from it زَوْجَهَا. So here's the word زَوْج, again used with the word نَفْسِ. زَوْجَهَا لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا, in order that you live peacefully with her. It's Revelation. Keep in mind, it's Revelation. But let me read it again in the language of Revelation. Understand, the language of Revelation is Huwa Eladi Halakafum. He created you from one soul, and he made from her mate, in order that he live peacefully with her. That's Revelation. Ya'ni bidhalika hawa'a, social. He means by that Eve. Khalaqaha, he created her. But he didn't say he created her. He said he created you. Khalaqakum. but it switched here. That he created her. No, it's not Halakha Ha, it's be Halakha Hum. Or Kum. Allahu. But look at the Kum, know what Kum is and what Ha is. Allahu Halakha Ha min Adam, from Adam. And Del'ihi El'aisiri. So it is from the weak reel. From the weak rib, the short rib. The weak rib or the short rib. So it means by that Eve. Allah created her from Adam from the short rib. A weak rib. The weak rib that can bend without breaking. Walau ennahu ta'ale ja'ale Bani Adama kullahum zakaran dhukuran. And if it is that he, the Most High, made the children of Adam, all of them male, wa ja'ala inathan min jinsi akhira, so, and he made their female from another species, min gairihim, other than them. And this is an idea at a time that man had, that the female was of a different creation than the male. And many people still hold it, and some of you may hold it still. And trying to explain, you may begin to show the female is from a different creation than the male. And many Muslims hold this idea. They've been influenced by this idea that the female is a different creation than the male. Ima imma min jana aw hayawat. As if from the jinn or an animal. Another creation like the jinn. Like the jinn is from another creation, they're saying, or an animal. Now we don't have to agree. I said this is Ibn Kathir helping us with what it's saying, but you don't have to agree with everything. Ibn Kathir is not Quran, but the idea. Don't overlook the ideas he's given. Lama hafala hada tilafi bainahum wa bain al azwaji. That this el-i'tilaf, that this love and togetherness and compassion from the word adaf, i'tilaf, but it's in form 8, so it's occurring from within, could not have been obtained between them and between their spouses. This i'tilaf, this ability to have this love and togetherness, to stand together, could not have occurred had, he's saying had, it could not have occurred had the female and the male been created from different, as different species. Belkanet tahtulu nefraten or nefratun, but this taste, nefratun, this taste would have occurred. Lau kanet al azwaju, if the mates were from gairi al jinsi, were from other species. Thumma min tamami rahmatihi, then from the perfection of his mercy, from his perfect mercy, bi bani Adam, with the children of Adam, this is out of his mercy, out of his perfect mercy, his complete mercy from the children of Adam and the Allah as well. Juhun, or Ja'ala as well, Jahun, is that he made their mates, men then seeing from their species. Or we would say from the same species. Because there's a verse in the Quran that we should know, Allah says, that we come from each other. We don't all come from the male, we don't come from the female, but we come from each other. So we're coming from each other, from the same species. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَهُنَّ مَوَدَّةً. And he made amongst them, or between them and between her, between him, meaning the male and the female, مَوَدَّةً. Look this word up. Research this word, مَوَدَّةً. Mawetatan, because I think this word Mawetatan has been somewhat distorted in the social sense. What he has, Mawetatan, and it is love. Love, this idea of love. And in your final paper, when we talk about marriage and love, this idea of love, you may want to think about when and where this idea of love was introduced in the social life that we have now, to marry someone based upon I love you. And where this idea of stringing together words, beautiful words to say to a man or to a woman that I love you and I want to marry you based upon my wife that time. Here's the word in Revelation, and then compare with the word in and how it's used in the social life. This idea, because this idea of marrying based upon love, like we have it now, came, and research to make sure I'm correct in this, came around the same time TV came. This idea of love came around the same time the TV came. And the idea and the divorce rate, the more TV became popular and the more this idea of love, marriage based on love became popular, the divorce rate begins to rise. So look and see if you can find where scripture has been corrupted in the social life, again, the social language. Corrupted or distorted in the social language. Wa rahmatan, and mercy. Rahmatan, wa hiya ra'fatan, al-ra'fat, wa hiya al-ra'fatu, and it is compassion. Compassion. So this mercy and compassion and love is something that is between, that you find between the male and the female, when you're looking at the idea of marriage, but you have to look and see what is the mawaddatan, and what is the rahmatan, and what do we say, what is it when we say that? It's something to look at. Inna fi dhalika la'ayatin liqaumin yatafakkarun. And surely in that is a sign for a people. And this word Kalman is used from karma, to stand up straight. Karma, to stand up straight, a people. Be established. Yatafakkarun. And who reflect. This is form 5. And it's intensified and occurs from within. So these are signs. So the whole life, this whole life that we're looking at, of starting from dust, to this whole developed process of development, to the idea of marriage, the purpose of marriage. We look at the purpose of marriage. Once we look at the whole idea, Allah is telling us It's just a sign pointing to El Akhira, to another reality we don't visibly see with the eye. We have to see it with the mind's eye, the eye, the spiritual eye that exists, correspond to what we're seeing in the material world. So if we have a distortion in our life, then we're going to have a distortion. Enough said. So if you have any questions, you can now push one on your phone, and it would allow you in the studio, in the queue. I'm going to encourage that those of you who are in the class to listen in on Thursday. Continue to listen in on Thursday because it's very important for your development. It's good for entertainment. You should be entertained intelligently, intellectually, not emotionally. Area code 978. Do you have a comment or a question, please?
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes. Wa alaikum assalam.
You just mentioned a distortion in language. And you said a distortion in language leads to distortion in spirituality. I didn't get the whole idea. I don't know if you were sharing it, but I just wanted you to elaborate a little bit more on what was the distortion and what is the distortion in spirituality.
What I'm saying is we have revelation. We have the language of revelation. For example, in the language of revelation, we have the idea of mawaddatan and rahmatan. So we have this idea of love, compassion, mercy in the language of revelation. In the social language, if we're looking at the context of marriage, in the social language, we have the idea of love, compassion, and marriage, and compassion and mercy. Love, mercy, and compassion, and that our marriage is based upon I love you. This is the idea that we have. So is the what we say in the social language, does it have the same idea and meaning contextually that we have in Revelation? If not, then this language that's taken from Revelation and put in the social language could be distorted, meaning that it doesn't look the same as it does. The language in our social life is not giving us the same picture as the language in Revelation, so that a distortion has taken place. If we grab onto the language, the social language, then this all of this that we're talking about is a metaphor to the higher reality, to a more spiritual reality. So if we grab onto a distorted language, then our spirituality becomes distorted. If we grab onto the language of revelation, then our spirituality remains intact the way it should be. I hope you understand what I'm saying now.
Yes, I can think about it a little bit more, with a little more clarity. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I think this is what we're saying when we say if you do something bad, then you'll be punished. Meaning that if you do something bad, because this life is a sign. Remember, it's a sign. It's a sign to another reality. So if you do bad on this side, then the other reality, the bad will occur. Because there's a direct correspondence. We have this in religious life. Many times we think of the afterlife. Yes, perhaps the afterlife. Yes. But we're talking about on this side that we could be involved in the wrong acts. We could be doing wrong acts on this side, and this wrong act is really affecting our psychic makeup. but we don't have control of our psychology. So we don't know how much we do affects our psychology, something, a part of our spirituality, that we begin to punish ourselves because we're not viewing or seeing the world the way it should be seen. We may be punishing our own psychology, and it shows. But let's, the idea here we're looking at now, the context is marriage for the class that's doing these verses. Okay. Area code 301, do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, on the same word, you may have said, John Bilal Sr., I looked it up and it shows it's love, but I'm just wondering, is it, from what you're saying, is it a desire or a wish? If it's not, if you can't take it, make it social, I'm looking at it, trying to determine what would you, and writing the idea up, what would you, how would you place, how would you put it? Because it's
no,
in the dictionary.
This word,
go ahead.
You're going to have to do more than a dictionary. You're doing more than dictionary now. Because now you're looking at this word in context of how it's used in Revelation. So you may have to look at this word, see if it's mentioned other places in the Quran, and how it's mentioned, and what's and the meaning of this word. You're going to need more than an Arabic dictionary, too.
Yeah.
I mean, more than an Arabic English dictionary. Then you want to look at how this word is used in the social context. How it's used when we're marrying based upon love. But you have to take everything we've said in consideration, because this is coming down to the end of the verse, right? You're starting out as dust. You're starting out as dust, right?
Okay.
It's a lot to it. You just can't go to the dictionary. It's not that easy.
Yeah. But I'm talking
about this means this, and this means that, you know. And then when you're reading it, you may read it from the social life, the social language that you've been given.
Yeah.
Now we've been given a different language, but all that we're saying today is coming from the language of Revelation. And they may not be the same.
So what revelation would I, what scripture would I look at to define it in the manner you're saying? Because is what you're saying, what I encounter daily from the shops and McDonald's and places that I socialize with certain people, they use this love. I mean, just about there's no what you would say people who respect it, you know. So I'm just curious what I could probably word something up using the social life. Putting it in the social context that we're dealing with today, but what I'm hearing on the street. But to go into the scripture, that's where I would need to go to find something to identify that
because
way.
Because you give it, okay, yes. Remember now, remember when we're reading the Quran? The Quran is defining itself, right?
Right.
So I'm just going to give it to you. I can't give you all the answers. If I give you all the answers, I'm doing all the work for you.
Yeah, what about friendship? That would be
No, don't worry about it. Don't get confused with English words.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go in an Arabic English dictionary and try to pick out words that sound a little better, this and that. Don't do that. That's not what we're doing. We're talking about the idea of mawat datan, right?
Yeah.
So this idea of mawat datan, if you're going to define Mawetatan and Rahmatan, this has occurred. It starts from him creating you from dust. All of this is going to, it's giving you the idea, the meaning and idea of Mawetatan.
Right.
So when you say you love someone in Revelation, you have all of this that we've talked about adds up to love. Love and mercy, and that theme between the two. But if you listen, if you go to wherever your social life is, and you hear people in the social, in today's social language, say love, or TV, they say I love. You turn on reality TV and look how they talk. They use this word love. Is love giving you the idea that what this verse is giving? When someone says I love you, what are they talking about? What do they consider? Has it been distorted? I don't expect you to come up to answer in 5 minutes. It's taking me more than 5 minutes to ask the question. Okay?
Yeah. Okay,
don't
I'll work on it.
Ask your wife if she loves you, because I ain't trying to start nothing either, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right. But is this your verse? Is this your verse?
Yeah, this is the one, 30:21, and right there where you're
okay.
at now, that's
okay.
where I'm at.
But don't try to find all that. Yeah, don't try to get it all in 5 minutes. First, go back and read. Just stay with the steps that I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
But write down this idea, this question about love.
Yeah.
Love and mercy in terms of, it's something to think about. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to give a thought. I'm just put some things out to give thought on. Because that's a very important part of marriage. Love and mercy is a very important part of marriage and the purpose of marriage. But see if you can use revelation to define love and mercy by revelation, not by the social language. That's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Now we have another 301.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yes. But what came to mind for me just studying the ayat, because this is my verse too, is when Imam Wafi Muhammad said, man means mind and woman means community. And then these ideas of the male being protector and maintainer of the social life and the woman being representative of the womb of the mind and the garden and et cetera. So when I'm thinking of it, I'm thinking that the mind, or, you know, if you're saying man means mind, should desire or wish for the community. You know, the protector and provider should desire or wish for to protect, you know, the social life, Rahman, Rahim. And that, you know, that kind of reminds me of the male being Rahman and the woman being Rahim, the mercy, and that those concepts should wish for and desire each other. So from the Quranic aspect, that's kind of how I'm interpreting it. So that was just my comment.
Yes. Yes. Okay, very good. That's a start. That's a start with it, you know. But that's the idea I want you all to have. But you want to look at the social material side, and then you want to look at the other side that it may be addresses. So be sure not to mix the two. Don't flip in between the two to make it clear. You know, when you're looking at what the verse is saying and how we develop socially from what it's saying, and then take that whole social life and then look at the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful not to how you interact. You're going in and out. Even if you do that, you have to make it clear. Try to know what side you're on, the abstract side or the material side. But that's good. And what you're doing, yes, that's the idea. Because in the end, at the end of the day, we want to be giving your audience a idea in their social life to improve their social life and marriage, an improvement upon the social life. And bring the social life more in accord with revelation. Because when you have a problem in a social life, the social life has gotten out of accord with revelation. It's not in accord with revelation. That's the problem. Now, we want to study Revelation so we can bring the socialite back in accord with Revelation. But at the end of the day, you're going to be suggesting to the audience marriage and the purpose of marriage, if that's one of the ideas, and how it's brought in accord with Revelation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these are all discussions that we'll be having in the class. We'll be having these kind of discussions in the class as you're doing your presenting what you have. But this is good, very good.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, yes, thank you. Yes. And so since I have you on the phone and I'm gonna put you on blast, as young people say, I saw a picture. Are you finished with the shop?
We're really, really, really close. We got some permits pending, so I just need prayers. So God willing, next week we should be wrapping that opening. Yes.
The picture that you're showing, is that the wannabe picture or is that the real picture? Because it looks real nice. The picture looks nice.
Yes. Thank you. Now, that's the real picture. It's not even done, but when it's done, it's going to be amazing. I'll post those.
Yes. Very beautiful. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. So, inshallah, we will next week. I won't be here next week because I'm making a trip next week. I'll be gone, and we'll be here the week after. But we will have classes this Saturday and Sunday. We will have classes next Saturday and Sunday. The following Saturday and Sunday, we won't have classes. So next Thursday and the following Saturday and Sunday, we won't have classes, but we will this week. But inshallah, I will see you in class this weekend. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.